relentless on... Geez, am I in below or above topsecret.com? Either way. AT estrogen. I have this thing about a podcast being responded to in a majority of written responses instead of podcasts, so I'm going to speak here. And what prompted me was this response by World Watcher regarding the children of our times being drugged. I blame the current culture of the Western world, which is saturated with negative views, violent games, shows and toys, and parents who don't have the time to parent their children, as they are exposed to these things and seek quick fixes to problems by letting doctors prescribe stuff to alter the children's behavior instead of looking for the source of the problem and giving the child the necessary attention. This one's a long-standing bone of contention with me. Most people who know me would consider me a feminist. I don't consider myself a feminist. I look at this problem with my peer group from the outside, not having children of my own, wishing I did, but having plenty of nieces and nephews. I come from a very large family. I see two sides to this problem. One of which is most of these kids could be very well helped by simply having a parent at home when they're there, when they're needed. And yet I can't blame the parents, because the parents I know, people my age, are so overwhelmed with the responsibilities of day-to-day life. I almost look at the woman's, quote, woman's movement as having destroyed our economy and our society. And yet without it, I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't have accomplished the things that I did. And not having a family, meaning being able to bear children, where would I have been? But by the same token, I look at most of the women I know my age and see them struggling to juggle all of these things. And seeing some of them have to come to... There's something going terribly wrong, and they're going to doctors, and the doctors are putting their children on these ADHD drugs, which seem to be helping in some cases. But the bottom line is, you always wonder in the back of your mind, well, what if mom was just home? I mean, some of these kids, they're actually fine with everybody else, but when they get home or when they're at school, there's a problem. I honestly don't know any mother who's comfortable with the fact that they have to prioritize, and sometimes the work priority will supersede the family priority. And I don't think that's by choice. I see a lot of women who feel trapped. I see a lot of women my age, and I'm in my 40s. You know, I think I'm like one of the first generation where that whole gender thing was no longer, well, certainly not the obstacle it had been. I never found it really an obstacle myself. And yet, what's hurting these children? Is it because mom's not home when they need them? And yet, look at the society we live in. Not even just society, the economy we live in. I hate to say it, but I mean, my view really is that the women's movement did more harm than good, and I want to smack myself for saying that. But it in the end created an economy where you cannot have a decent life in a household with less than two incomes. Sometimes three. I've seen way too many instances of people needing, households needing three incomes to get by. There's something wrong here, and I don't see a way to reverse what has occurred. I think the kids are running amok. I think deep down inside, the parents, especially the mothers, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it in women I know. They feel as if they're failing their children. And perhaps they are. But what choice do they have? The women's movement was supposed to give us choice. I don't think in the end it gave us choice. I think it trapped a lot of women. And I'm speaking from the perspective of women I know in this position. I'm not. I almost attempted to be. DH and I actually investigated adopting out of, quote, the system last year. And we were willing to take the children out of foster care, going from foster to adoption. The children who would be the age they would have been had we had children of our own. And these are the kids that are very unlikely to find parents. You had to, in this state, it's somewhat strict. So don't ask me how there are so many problems with the social services and the missing children in the state of Florida. It's a disgrace. Because the course you had to go through was a bear-all, tell-all, expose of your life while you went through being instructed as to how to raise children. And we made it through 9 weeks of the 10-week course, and I had a meltdown. I just basically said, I can't do this. I want to have a kid and give a kid a life. I did not see within the constraints of the system that I could do that. There were too many do's and don'ts and just so many unnatural, what seemed to me unnatural constraints in what this child's life would be. He didn't really have the freedom to just let them be a normal kid. They were marked, they were tagged, and even if they had a mom and dad, they weren't necessarily going to have the ability to be a normal kid. That's the way it struck me. But at the same time, while I was going through this course, I saw many of the people my age, their children were hitting that really rough time, the start of adolescence. And the schools were failing them, actually causing them battles that should not have been occurring. Stupid things where children are being challenged and almost baited, and the parents trying to fight to just let my kid be a kid and get an education, for goodness sake. That's all you're supposed to be doing, and that's not what was going on. If I elaborate, it's just stories that would blow your mind. But, you know, there are so many out there who will blame the parents. And I don't think it's that simple. I really don't. I see a lot of really good people who have the potential to be really good parents. And yet, somehow their kids are going wrong. And anyway, it's a pet peeve of mine. I could probably go on for hours about it. But I just wanted to mention it because the minute you bring it up, you will get a lot of people will jump on the fact it's the parents. It's not that simple. There's a lot of parents out there really darn hard trying, and something's just off, or they can't make it work. And I don't think it's a choice anymore that the parents are neglecting the children. I think it's an unfortunate condition of society. Anyway, my two cents worth. And again, sorry, my podcasts are getting longer every time. I'll work on that. Relentless, saying bye-bye.